Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? What is Crochet Business School? Well, you're here. This podcast is all about Crochet Business School and how I can help you. I want to help you build your dream business. Whether that's just selling your crochet to make a bit of extra cash, to make ends meet, or to buy those extra presents for Christmas, or to afford a family holiday. It's for you if you want to make crochet your full-time income. If you want to build a business that will give you the freedom to quit the day job and spend more time with your kids and even only work a few days a week. Crochet Business School is about everything and anything when it comes to selling crochet. But do you even think of yourself as a crochet business? You might not. You might just think of yourself as someone who sells a bit of crochet. And that's totally fine. Selling crochet means different things to different people. Although you might not consider yourself a business, we're still here for you. So you will find on this podcast and on my blog tips, advice, and just anything to make you think about how to build your dream business, however that looks, and however much money you are looking to make. So everything from selling what you make, how to write crochet patterns, how to photograph your products to make them sell, how to write descriptions, why people would buy your crochet, how to make your crochet more appealing, absolutely anything. So you will find all kinds of things here at Crochet Business School. So who am I to tell you about how to sell your crochet? Well, I'm Kelly, and I run the Cool Crochet Society. These days, I mostly sell patterns. I made my reputation, really, on crochet alongs. My business took off after I created my first crochet along, and I have a YouTube channel with tons of videos on how to create my patterns, on different crochet stitches. And on my blog, you'll find lots of tips and advice about how to crochet and products I've come across. I've had a crochet business for around 7 years now, and I started probably like you are, selling what you make. My business has evolved a lot since then. I've learned a lot. I've made plenty of mistakes. And I want to help you discover how you want your business to look. And I can't promise you will avoid all the mistakes. In fact, you will make them because it takes time to learn what you don't know. You don't know what works for you. You don't know what you enjoy and what you don't. You don't necessarily realize how much time it takes on the admin side, on the marketing side. You don't necessarily know anything about strategy in order to make the money that you want to make. All these things have to be learned. And it can take time to really get a grasp on what your business is going to look like. So yes, you will make mistakes along the way, but I can help you take those shortcuts to avoid the worst of them. So you don't waste too much of your time and that you can start making the income that you want to see faster. I'm here to help you with the shortcuts, to give you the information you need to find out quickly what will work for you and what won't work for you. And your business will look different from anyone else's. No one's crochet business is the same. Everyone's is a bit different. Because there are actually lots of different ways that you can make money with your crochet. And some of them you may never have thought of. So how do you know what will work for you and if you will enjoy it if you've never tried it. And that's where discovery comes in. You have to discover what it is you want to do and how you want to do it. So here on this podcast, I will come in every week around a topic to help you discover what your options are and how you can go about trying them so that you can decide if you want to add them to your business or you want to avoid them, or if you just want to try them out and see. So I look forward to getting to know you all better, and I can't wait to see how you build your dream successful and profitable crochet business. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I hope that's given you some things to think about. And if you'd like to hear more about what's going on in Crochet Business School and would like tips, advice, and want to know when the next podcast is out, then subscribe to my newsletter using the link below. So that's it from me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.